Disaster Mind, based on Mastermind, but legally different. And we all had to do specialist subjects and general knowledge questions. It was all on the webcams. Then it was Face Your Fears, where we all had to face our fears. Tina was scared of heights. We got a massive crane outside Radio 1, and we took her to the roof of Radio 1. She had to lean over and press a button.
Which I
and
did.
Then bring her back down again. She did it. I had to be attacked by a dog. They released him from the cage, and he leapt on my arm and all of that.
Yeah.
Dave had to crawl through a tube.
And got attacked by a dog.
Yeah, because you crawled through a tube the first time round.
I did too, though.
And Dominic had to jump out of an aeroplane, which he didn't do.
Of course I didn't do.
Don't forget my tarantula.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Still have nightmares.
So, yes to Tina, yes to Dave, yes to Alad, yes to me, and to Dominic.
Well, it was, I mean, to be fair, it was a different level, wasn't it? It was jumping out of a moving aeroplane. In the air.
There is a brand new game for the Chris Moyle Show. Alad has been working on it. We don't know what it is, but we will find out. So two songs and we'll reveal our brand new game then. The Chris Moyle Show. Hang on. Meanwhile, Jesse J. National Radio. To do the game.
Yeah, we've got Tedious coming up and we dropped it yesterday.
Should go early for Tedious.
In a world of danger, suspense and intrigue, there is a game that is dangerous to play. It could strike at any time.
Like toothache.
Like toothache. There is no rhyme or reason to the victims that it chooses. They could be bald.
Hello.
They could be female.
Hi. I meant Dave.
Yeah. Hi.
You could be a big woman.
It could be Dave, Chris, or Alad, following in the footsteps of Disaster Mind and Face Your Fears. Comes a brand new game to the Chris Moyle Show. We don't know what that game is yet, but we're about to find out.
I don't get any moves.
Good. Do you know what? High five for that. I thought that was good.
Right?
Scary as well.
Thanks,
ladies and gentlemen. Matt Fincham.
Good morning, everyone.
Woo! Hello.
How are we feeling?
Good morning.
All right?
All right.
All right, out for Christmas.
Yeah, how are you?
So,
when's your movie coming out?
I think it's the end of November.
Can't wait to see your movie.
I saw the trailer yesterday. It was seriously uncanny. It was hilarious.
Matt Fincham is Arthur Christmas.
Seriously, Google it.
Seriously. Does he sound like me?
Yeah, if you watch it, you would think that it was a true story.
Honestly,
about your life.
It's really weird, isn't it? I'm quite flattered.
Back
to what we're talking about.
So we've had Disaster Mind. We've had Face Your Fears. It's now the third part of this trilogy. Now, to win this game, you're all going to be involved. So Chris, Dave, Dom, Tina, Alad. To win this game, you're going to need to face up to certain truths about yourself.
Are you in charge of this?
Yes, kind of.
Right.
That'd be a disaster.
So it'll be truths from your past and truths from your present. And it's up to you how much information...
Are you wearing jeans?
Yes!
I don't have a past.
It's up to you how much information you divulge on air, okay? But it comes at a price. Now, for a clue as to what this game involves, can you all turn around and have a look at the screen behind me?
Excuse me. Okay.
We are calling this game Truth or Gunge.
Oh, shush. Really?
Truth or Gunge?
What are we, nine?
I'm going to play you this.
It worked earlier, sorry.
Well,
there you go.
Oh,
no.
Yes. What's that?
Holly Willoughby.
All right.
Holly Willoughby getting gunged. What? We get to gunge Holly Willoughby? Yes!
So far, I'm preferring this to the last week.
Now, you're going to be... it's not just going to be you involved. You're going to be sat in a gunge tank.
Why?
Oh, no!
And next to you, also in a gunge tank, is a fellow Radio 1 DJ or celebrity. So there is going to be a competitive element. It's not just going to be you involved.
Oh, so it's us
it's
versus.
You versus.
Do we get to choose
else.
Who we play against?
No. That will be revealed each morning at 7:45.
But how do you know about our past?
Well, we've done some digging.
Oh.
Oh.
Now, the more you reveal about yourself...
Have you done any digging with me? I have nobody.
Well...
I'm a lonely man with a lonely existence.
So basically, the way this works is the more you reveal about yourself whilst in the Gunge tank, the closer the other celebrity or Radio 1 DJ gets to being Gunged.
Right.
But if you're going to skip information or not reveal stuff about yourself, the closer you get to being Gunged.
So how do you know we're not lying?
Well, we've done extensive research, Fiona and I.
What about the celebrity or the guest DJ? Do they have to answer questions or is it only
Well, that's the thing. They're a bit of a sitting duck. They don't say anything. They just sit in the tank next door to you.
Okay, good.
And it's completely dependent on the outcome as to much
So they don't have to answer questions?
No.
Because I would have chosen Ali Merz because he's like, well, thick.
Mm. Exactly. He'd like tell you anything.
Yeah, he would.
They literally just sit there waiting and willing for you to get answers wrong.
So we're actually sitting in a Gunge tank?
Yep.
Where?
Upstairs in our office.
Really?
On the ground floor. Yeah.
I wear contact lenses.
So do I. Good point, Tina.
I'm allergic to Gunge.
I'm out.
I can't be Gunge because of my contact lenses.
It's a water-based substance which won't cause skin irritation. I've checked that.
I bet you have as well.
I did the risk assessment last night till about 8 o'clock at night and it's covered.
It's a water-based substance which will not cause skin irritations.
There you go.
So is it going to be stuff that we like don't want anyone else to know and is it going to be horrible?
Potentially.
Really?
We're obviously not going to do anything that will mortify you, but there are going to be some things that you'll be like, oh, I don't want that to come out on the radio.
Right.
Oh, no, like what?
Like my real name and stuff?
Well, for example.
Mm.
The name of Dominic's first boyfriend?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So this is obviously going to be visualised. You're going to be able to see the whole thing on the Radio 1 website.
Brilliant.
So 7:45 each morning next week, we will tell you who is taking part. And who you're up against. And then from 8 o'clock, you'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 homepage. Just click on that.
Where have you sourced your information
exactly.
from?
Exactly. Without our permission.
From loads of different people.
It's from Wikipedia.
Does this go against my human rights?
No, it doesn't. Yes, we've checked that.
They've researched it all from Wikipedia. Dave, were you arrested for Grand Theft Auto in Arizona in 1989? What? What are you on about?
We've consulted lawyers, so it's all fine.
So
it's
is it friends board. And family you've been badgering, basically?
Yeah. And also we've been talking to people around the building as well.
No one knows anything about me. Everything's on the air.
I was going to say, to be honest with you, all my past is pretty much public.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
Did you research Dave by reading his book, which is coming out soon, called... What's it called again?
What's it? Yeah.
Comedy Dave's book.
Yes, yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
But is it called that?
Yes, it is. Right.
Yeah, Comedy Dave's book.
I haven't been sent a copy yet, actually.
Yeah, because it's not out yet, but I believe it is coming out soon.
Stop the plugs.
Stop the plugs.
Hello, I am merely backing you up with fact.
Mm.
You're facing up to truths from your present as well as your past, so it's not just about your history.
Like, wow.
Okay, fine, I have two children. My name's not Tina. Yeah.
Okay, fine. I fake tan every Thursday.
I have one child and my name's not Tina.
Liar.
My name is not Susan either.
Tina Vitti. All right. So when are we doing this?
Monday it starts.
Oh, every day next week?
Monday to Friday, yeah. A bit like Facey Fears. Every day different.
Terrific.
Participant.
And do you know the order of play already?
I do, yes.
Can Nobody you tell us? Because that was the killer last time.
I might have a migraine that day.
Yeah.
All I need to instruct you with is to bring some old baggy clothing on Monday and some towels, please. And it doesn't
hang
stain
on,
your
hang
clothes.
On. We have to bring our own towels?
Well, we can supply those.
Damn you, BBC.
They really are cutbacks, aren't they?
They really are.
I don't have any baggy clothes, do I?
And switch over to BBC Two now for Gunge Extra, hosted by Adrian Childs. So what's the game called?
Truth or Gunge.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
Oh, about half a minute.
Matt, that's an entire day.
No, it took us days to try and come up with an alternative name, and we kept coming back that going, no, it's going to be Truth or Gunge. What about something cleverer? No, it's going to be Truth or Gunge.
Because it rhymes, that's why it's
Gunge
so good.
Gunge game.
Did you come up with the name first and then work out the features?
No, we didn't do a U. Right.
Are there any sample questions or an idea of questions?
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
How much does Alid know about this map? Because
I'm worried that he's got insider dealing.
Because Alid's playing the game with the rest of us, isn't he?
Alid, you are known universally as being what? A nice guy? Correct. Whoa.
I know the type of questions that were asked, because I was part of the production team who came up with them, but
you don't know your questions.
And I don't know your questions, I don't know my questions.
Okay.
He doesn't know what day he's on either. We've kept that from him.
Don't know what day it is.
So, can we have a specimen question then?
I'm not going to give you a specimen question.
Where did Alad lose his virginity? No. Was it A, Aberystwyth, B, behind Netto's,
B, behind Morrison's, or C, behind Safeway's?
One of the rounds involves people in this building and their perception of each of you.
Ooh.
Well, is that a truth?
It's up to you. You have to kind of guess what people are thinking and saying about you.
It's how well do you know yourself, your perception of you, and your past. So it's quite an open game. It's facing up to stuff.
Oh, dear.
Mm. This doesn't sound like fun.
No.
It's not like I had a fungal infection when I was about 9 that was really bad.
Did you?
It was awful.
But you can pass any of these questions.
What? I've just said it now.
If it's awkward and you don't want to talk about it, just pass. Mm.
But then you get gunged.
Mm. Yeah. Water soluble.
Do I have to admit things like I have a very close friendship with Harry from One Direction?
Stuff like that would be good, yeah.
I don't want to reveal that. It's personal between me and him.
You shouldn't say that on the radio.
Do you have his phone number?
What?
Do you have his phone number?
I'll tell you what socks he wears.
Wow.
And that's just the height of getting personal.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him his socks he wears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We go sock shopping together.
Yeah. Sock shop.
All right, so Truth or Guns is next week on the Chris Moyle Show. What time?
You'll be revealed who's been playing at 7:45, so after 8 is when it kicks off. But listen from 7:45.
Right. I'll listen from 6:30, I don't know.
Yeah. Listen from the start of the show at 6:30.
Yeah, I would.
So it'll be one of us versus a fellow radio and DJ or a celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get Ollie Murs involved.
Let's go more with the DJ.
Essex boy gunged.
Were you struggling to get celebrities to come in?
No, we just thought it'd be fun, more fun with sort of
in-house people.
Keeping it intimate.
Can I guess? Is Fern Cotton one of those people? Bear in mind, she'll be in anyway.
I am not divulging.
Oh, she is.
I'm thinking it's Hugh Stevens, Nihal,
Greg,
Scott Mills, Greg and Ollie Murs.
Yeah.
There you go.
No comment.
I bet it is.
Doesn't mean it.
Today we're playing with Dave, and Dave in the Gunge Tank with you today is Sean Connery.
Oh, sure. It's great to be here, Dave.
I don't want to get gunged.
Where am I from? South Africa?
Ryan.
Ryan. You're making the 007 movies were scary, but sitting in the Gunge Tank next to Gina DeHealy. Very exciting.
And you're not playing Matt.
Well, do you know what? There are only 5 days of the week, and there were 5 of you. So unfortunately,
I couldn't
be involved.
Do you know what? The irony being, though, that you've got more secrets than the rest of us put together.
No.
No.
Right.
No.
Well, that's it then.
Oh God.
Lord Sugar's search for the Gunge continues. Next time.
Hey, I'm Hulk Hogan. Join me and Dominic Byrne in a Gunge Tank.
Hello.
And turn over to Radio 1 Extra now for in-depth interviews with Hulk Hogan and Dominic. With Trevor and Gemma. All right, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you, though?
Yeah, because I've got next week off. So there you go.
Oh, right, that's good.
Yeah, it's an emergency week off, yeah. Phone cut, I need someone to house sit. So I'm going to do that. All right, tedious thing then, Dave. Last time we did this yesterday is why...